As you open your mind, let life be the thought. And as you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody. Layer, layer after layer. All right, you know what day it is. You know what time it is. We don't have any time to waste. This is the Inside Hour, and it is brought to you by BBSRadio.com and those people who are bringing you live, H2O.org, and those people who bring you AxieSilver.com and a whole lot more good stuff. And before we get started, as you know, Dr. Horowitz is coming in to do the invocation so that we can then start with the serious revelations. Dr. Lynn, are you there?
Hi there, Reverend Roxy. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm absolutely blessed.
Awesome. Me too. Let's bless everybody else.
All right.
We'll give it up to the Creator, first of all. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. We thank you for everything, from the food that we eat, the air we breathe, the water that we drink, your water, your waters of life, your crystal clear, blessed liquid crystals that uplift us. We praise you for this glorious blessing that comes to us freely. You're forever giving freely. Forgiving, forgiving, forgiving is who you are. We praise you for being just the way you are, so loving, so joyful, and that so willing and capable of giving us all the sustenance, the health, the happiness, the joy that we praise you for at this upcoming holiday season now, where we have such tremendous change in our government and such very interesting times in our economy. We praise you for the opportunities that you present to us, because we know it is all of your doing, it is all of your greatness, all of your glory, all of your calling to the kingdom of heaven. So we praise you for all of this. We call them, or it is called uncertain times. Those who call it uncertain times lack the certainty, faith, and trust in you, so they know not what of they speak. And so we praise you for giving us, even the stupid ones, the ignorant ones, those who need to learn the lessons the hard way. And we praise you for all the things that are happening in our lives to bring about your concert for the living waters, Live H2O. We praise you for all the people and the supporters that are coming online right now as we dispatch your angels, not just a protection, but preparation and preparedness for your concert, your kingdom of glory to come to earth as it is in heaven. We praise you for the concert for the living water that people can get to by grace that you've given us to be on the internet at www.live.live2o.org. Heavenly Creator, thank you for taking care of our websites. When they crash, we have full faith and trust in you that you will recover them, and as you always have done in the past, so shall it be in the future. We praise you for bringing all of these things to pass. And I thank you also for the supporters at BBSRadio.com that keep us on the air every Tuesday night. And Reverend Roxy Hampton, bless her. She is in a very interesting position politically on the Big Island of Hawaii, capable of making a difference worldwide on that magnificent gem jewel in the magnificent Pacific Ocean. We praise you for the position of legislative councilwoman and assistant to the councilwoman that Reverend Roxy Hampton on the Inside Hour has been granted and shall, by your grace and glory, cement into place and into service the first week of December, coming up soon. Praise you for all these blessings in Yeshua's name, and in your name we give full faith and trust. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I love you for that. You know, Dr. Lynn, in November of 1996, I published my father's poem called Dogon Time, and I thought that it would be befitting this evening to recite this poem for the people of the world who are listening. And my only reservation is that my father was a little more salty than I was. So the title of this poem has what could be construed as a bad word, but I'm hoping that we can turn poison into medicine, and that folks that hear this word will understand that my father was rhyming at the time, but the word fit, and it rhymes with fit.
Sorry, you're by permission, you know.
Thank you. The name of this poem is, my father wrote in 1976, America Cut the Shit. Are you ready?
I'm always blessed to be listening to you. Go for it.
All right. All right, everybody. Here's what it's all about. We are not here just to holler and shout, because we've all been written in, but we can also be written out. So hold the pace, keep the faith, win the race, stand firm and stout, because we've all been written in, but we can also be written out. So let us stand and declare this day that world peace is no longer on the way, because now it is here, and forever it will stay. But to you, America, this is it. This is your last chance to cut the shit, America. America, we would not have to be here today. Oh, if only you had taken the righteous way, America. America, many have been sent with a good word your way, and many you have killed in a variety of ways. Others you have mocked and locked away, America. America, we have felt the suffering and witnessed the shame of uncontrolled greed and financial gain, for that was the basis of slavery, to build the home of the brave and the land of the free, America. America, we would not have to be here today. Oh, if only we had taken the righteous way, America. America, we are speaking to those who claim to be in some position of high authority. Why don't you take some space program money and shelter the homeless and feed the hungry? Why not say no more war, please, and let's fight this battle against pollution and disease? At least 100,000 are homeless in New York City. 1,055,000 in the nation's prisons, that's a pity. 500,000 children in juvenile and foster homes, and who knows how many more are out there on their own, on the streets on their own. America. America, the voice of judgment and the power of justice would not have to be here today. Oh, if only you had taken the righteous way. We may not laugh when you pass, but we sure won't cry when you die, America. So, America, this is it. Your last chance to cut the shit. And if not, then it's goodbye, America. Farewell to thee, O sweet land of so-called liberty. But there's more to do and less to say, because, America, this is your judgment day. So, America, this is it. It's your last chance to cut the shit. Because you've seen us suffer. You've seen us down. You've seen us in these streets and all around the town. You saw us falling and you saw us well. You've seen us suffer in these dungeons of hell. So not to fall and not to stumble, not to crawl and no longer to fumble, and not to suffer any more hell, we now stand before you, America, alive and well. Yes, we are doggone, and it is doggone time, and you can ask the truth if you think we are lying. So accept the fate and toe the line, because we are doggone, and it is doggone time. You can't shoot our rain. You can't bomb our snow. You can't stop our earthquakes or our volcanoes, typhoons, tornadoes, hurricanes, flood, destruction. It's all the same. For those are the forces that are guided by the Most High. It is the power that is working for I and I and I. Yes, we are the stone that David threw that brought Goliath down. We are the ship that Noah sailed when he had to leave that town. And Daniel had us all for friends long before he entered any lion's den, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We were there, don't you know? Lot, yeah, he lost his wife. He knew the facts, and he didn't turn back. And that jawbone of the ass that Samson held when he fell, the Philistines, that's the truth, y'all, if you think we are lying. So give glory to God this great and dreadful day. Because the former things are soon to pass away. We'll cage the rage. We'll dry all tears. We'll end all suffering and destroy all fears. We'll stop the greed and end all wars. And this earth will be paradise like it was before. So great is this day for all who kept faith. and dreadful for others, for that is their fate. It was long ago when we just had to decide exactly when we would take this ride. Someone said, surely down on earth it would be a mystery. So we filled the earth with clues. We knew even then who would win and who would lose. Yes, we are it, and you can ask the truth if you think we are lying. We are all doggone, and it is doggone time. The end.
Woo! Man, I'll tell you something.
My father was something else.
Yes, indeed. Your father was something else, and it's just a privilege to have you as my sister share in the prophecies of your father coming true in this age.
Isn't it the truth? And he wrote that in 1976.
Mamma mia, wow, is that something awesome. What a wonderful thing. What a blessing that he's left us.
I'm wondering what the stats would be today in terms of the amount of homeless and the amount of people in prison and the amount of people of children, you know. This week is National Hunger and Homelessness Week across the nation. And in Hawaii, I got the most disturbing, I think, of all statistics as I was reading this new report that just came out on the homeless in the islands of Hawaii. If you can imagine that we have a homeless problem here, most of it is on Oahu, Honolulu to be specific. I was amazed at this statistic. One-third of our homeless population are people under 17 years of age. Dr. Len, is that mind-blowing that one-third of a population of our homeless people is under the age of 17?
Wow, gee whiz. You know, it brings up to mind my own family's unfortunate dealings with the Department of Public Disease and disease induction genocidal manipulation in the state of Hawaii, because there, where the tuberculosis skin test is mandatory for access to the schools, and there where the natives are being decimated by Kaiser Permanente and the great tradition of the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Eugenics, Anthropology, and Human Heredity in pre-Nazi Germany that gave Hitler his racial hygiene program, we now have my children unable to attend schools in Hawaii. And, you know, talk about homeless children. I so much want to be with you. I so much want to be on the magnificent estate of the royal bloodline of David, advancing for the Messianic age, this magnificent project, this ministry. However, it has been a great, great, and grave challenge. As you know, I called you earlier this week to inform you that, you know, I'm having a major challenge. I'd like to, you know, leave my own children in somebody's good hands, and or because they won't homeschool, they do not want to homeschool. And, you know, as a parent, it tears you apart, you know, and I can't even imagine. I mean, you know, even in our well-to-do, spiritually endowed, blessed, totally blessed family, you know, that we have these issues, and they pale by comparison to those confronting the homeless. Gee whiz. You know?
Yeah.
This is what your father was talking about, is this lacking of righteousness and Babylonian hypocrisy that, man, we're all having to pay.
And it isn't even started as we think it has started. The type of homeless people that we will now be servicing in the human service, I'm proud to say that Auntie Emily has kept her chairmanship of human services, and it is so right on time, for it is my area of expertise from 1972 to this day. I have been working in the area of human services, and what I have been seeing is that, like in the song that I wrote, Don't Laugh, It Could Be You. In other words, a drastic change in lifestyle can strike anyone out of the blue. Don't laugh, because it could be you. That's a song from American that I wrote. And all I can say to you is this, that basically the types of people that we will be servicing are the kinds of people that never thought that it could happen to them, that they could join the ranks of the unemployed, that they could join the ranks of the sick and dying, that they would join the ranks of not having enough or having to make decisions between heating and eating and paying this bill or letting go of that credit card and taking bankruptcy or not being able to. I mean, there are, the suicide rate is going up within all aspects of our society. We're even seeing more suicide amongst Afro-Americans, which notoriously didn't commit suicide. So there are big changes coming, and that's why it's important that we as a people begin on the local level to practice the charity and the understanding that we will need to get through this here crisis of irredeemable debt. I mean, we have taken on as a country, as a people, we have been handed a bill that for most people you have to put in perspective. I say the national debt is 10 trillion high, and your portion of that debt is $34,000. And every baby that we give celebration to that comes into this world owes on its head $34,000 before it even takes its first breath. These are the types of reality that we're talking about. The stock market is at 8,200. It went and dipped low. It moved up a little bit, but it's not even above 8,500. There was a time when it was 14,000. Now it's 8,000. So we know that we are diminishing. We're supposed to be prospering. We're supposed to be growing. We're supposed to be evolving. But the opposite is happening because we have a pernicious problem, a pernicious, violent problem with the people at the top as to how they're going to see us through these crises. You know what I mean?
You know, I think it's beyond the people at the top. It's everyone. I think that the spiritual crisis that you're articulating really fills every single person. You know, it's kind of the concept that we're all sinners.
Mm.
It reminds me of that, really, that the fact that the word, the Greek archery term of to sin, meaning to be off the mark, we're not in the flow, we're really outcast out of our spiritual bodies, what you call your Godhead. And this is the tragedy that's facing humanity. And all of civilization is being degraded spiritually. And that this is really what the concert for the living water and what our whole revelations and this whole renaissance in energy medicine and bioenergetics that we're currently advancing. There is so much wonderful things happening. Everything from oxy silver having 528 hertz frequency in it, superconducted through the silver and the water to literally uplift people. I can't tell you, I've gotten a half a dozen magnificent testimonials from all sorts of people that oxy silver has blessed. Today, early, first thing in the morning, a nurse who is crippled with arthritis wrote to thank us with the greatest love and admiration for everything that we've done with OxySilver. She can now function without any pain, and she's praising us, and she's praising OxySilver. We praise the Creator, because it's the Creator's technology. We've just put it together. We've been blessed by the revelations and the advancements in science and understanding of Scripture, scriptural revelation, prophecies being fulfilled. The full measure of understanding of the book of Revelation gives us an understanding how not just science has been manipulated and it's been completely misguided, but how it fits when you really get to the true science, you get to the big T, the big truth. And there's only one truth, just like there's only one Creator. There's only one Son. There's only one way. And that way is narrow. You're either in the flow or you're not. You're either in love or you're not. And when you're in fear, you ain't in love and you ain't in trust. Let me tell you. So this is the great tragedy that I see. Everything that we're witnessing on the socio-political front and the economic front is simply a front for fraud and a deception and a hypocrisy and a gross misjustice and a gross violation of the faith and trust that the Creator has endowed us with is what your daddy was talking about in that magnificent poem.
Yes. He was a forward-thinking individual, and he was definitely on time. But at that time, nobody was listening to him. They just laughed and they enjoyed the poem, but they were not hearing. 1994, he passed on, And to this day, I keep this poem in front of me in my book. And every time I have a problem, I read this poem. It reminds me of the work that we have to do, that he's taken a lot of the revelations in John's revelations and put them into this poem. It's very clear to me that there's so much, and I'm hoping that people will get the BBS radio archive and perhaps, you know, listen back. Pay that money and listen back to that poem. Listen with your life, and I think you'll get some enlightenment from it.
We've had so many blessed shows, wonderful shows, and again, I encourage people likewise to get onto the membership of BBSradio.com. It costs you $2 a month to have access to all these wonderful past programs, not just of our show, not just of the Insight Hour, but all the other wonderful hosts on this network. So that's a wonderful suggestion, Reverend Roxy.
Okay. Now we done did all that. We done did what we have to do. I got to talk about this selection. Oh, my goodness, the selection of the Attorney General is making my head spin, Dr. Lynn. I don't know if you know who he selected as his Attorney General, but he selected a man named Eric, get this, Eric Hampton Holder. H-I-M. Sounds like Hampton, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But his name is Hampton. This man is a dangerous man, folks. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about, but I am a historian. Now, you take a man like this, who's born in the Bronx like Colin Powell, whose parents are from someplace else, Barbados. Colin Powell's family is from Jamaica. You then send him to school, regular school, and then you see that this young man has some intellect. He's got some smarts under him, and then you put him in a program for intellectually gifted students, and then he goes on to high school, and then he attends Columbia University, and you go through his whole bio, and you come down to a lot of people, they're dumbed down. They don't know this name, but they should, because he's the acting general of the United States. He's the acting attorney general of the United States for George Bush, you see. He preceded Janet Reno. He succeeded John Ashcroft. Now, you have him as attorney general from 1997 to 2001. He's in there.
Ugh.
He's worked with both sides of this here situation, and now he stands ready to preside over the most corrupt Congress, the most corrupt society ever to come down the pike. I find this election and this man to be very revealing in terms of where Obama stands.
I knew where he stood when he ran away from Reverend Jeremiah Wright.
Isn't it the truth? Or when he said to everybody and looked at the man that asked him about government complicity in 9-1-1, he looked at him and like he had something funny on his shoe and he couldn't get away from it. Just like he couldn't get away from the truth of man-made AIDS.
Right.
You know?
Oh, and, it's so sick and sad. You know, it really is. You know, it's a challenge. It really is a major challenge. You know, I had an email a couple days ago from another supporter out there who was encouraging me to look on the brighter side of life and always think positively. And I'll tell you something. I wrote her back. I said, you know, when you get to the point where you're able to look your genocidal government in the face, and say with a smile, I love you sincerely, and that everything that you're doing is all right by me, and I'm comfortable with where you're at, you know, then you can tell me how I should operate, you know, basically counsel me, because I'm still having a rough time of how can I come to terms with the mass killing and enslaving of our brothers and sisters for profit and politics as usual. I have a challenge with that.
Well, you know what, Dr. Len? I really, truly believe that our good friend, Brother Fine, he gave me some infinite wisdom this evening. You know what he told me? He said change is not going to come from above. He says, in this situation that we are dealing with now, it's going to come from the bottom up. It has got to come from the local level. Just like everybody voted for this man in a landslide, we now have to rise up. And we have to become very, very aware. And we have to not take anything at face value. This is what William Shearer is talking about when he says we'll be the first nation to go fascist through free elections. So I think I found that very revealing. I wish I could have said it myself, but William Shearer said it. And he wrote Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, which we'll be covering in depth on Don Nikoloff's show when we start talking about Jonestown and medical experiments. And I'm hoping, and I want to tell everybody out there that Dr. Len is going to be joining me and Don tonight on Evident Footprints for a very special, 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 special program on this, the 30th anniversary of Jonestown. And for a lot of people, they'll probably go, whose town? And I say, you know, or the People's Temple, for those people to remember. But it was 30 years ago today, so I just invite you and to let all of our listeners know, don't go anywhere. This is a very exciting evening where we will be researching and re-researching our data. These are areas that are special to me because when they were going down, nobody was listening. And I was aware that these were terrible tragedies. These are things that should have never happened in America, but they did happen. So it kind of a sneak preview to the kinds of things that we know this government is capable of. And the thing that I want to remind everybody is that Jonestown happened on a Democratic ship. It happened on Carter's ship, which is makes it even more suspicious and allows me to know that I can't really trust any of these people.
That's right. No, that's obvious. Two sides of the same corrupt coin.
I've got to do something. You've got to take over for a minute because I'm sitting in the dark, and I've got to go turn on my generator.
Oh, well, you know, I hear the Cokey frogs in the back.
Yeah.
They're delightful,
so,
I think.
Listen, folks, I'm gonna go away for a minute, and Dr. Len is gonna hold down the fort, and I'll be right back.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for joining us tonight on the Inside Hour. Again, you're listening to Dr. Len Horowitz and Reverend Roxy Hampton. Every Tuesday night, we bring you at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, the Inside Hour. We've got some sponsors that I really should tell you about. HealthyWorldStore.com. HealthyWorldStore.com is a great place for you to get some fabulous, uplifting, life-sustaining, and reinvigorating products. I would highly encourage you to check out some new products that have just been posted. Primo Life. Go to primolife.net. Go to Zeolife, Zeolife.net. You'll learn about two of the new products in the HealthyWorldStore.com catalog that are fabulous. You couple them with Oxy Silver, and you will absolutely have a regimen that is going to keep you from the great plagues, from everything from flus, and this is the flu season. And by the way, folks, the reason, please, pay attention. The main reason that this is the flu season is not simply because of the change in weather, because of the ionization in the atmosphere. It's not simply that. The most important factor is the acidification of the body chemistry. Because of all the sugar that people are eating, it's now Halloween season. If you've been to your local food store, you can see draped everywhere, all lavish of all this orange color, and goblins and all sorts of satanic entities are coming out of your food stores, including the sugars and the giveaways that the children are provided to literally rot their teeth and their innards. What happens is the body chemistry turns acidic, and it's in the acid state that all of the germs, the bacteria, the fungus, the viruses can grow. The inflammatory conditions can take root. The bacteria also put an injury and a burden on the immune system, so that ultimately what happens is that the cancer cells are not seen, they're not taken out, and they can grow. So this is the most important factor. Reverend Roxy Hampton is actually an expert in sugar. Having raised cane and fresh-squeezed cane juice, knows it to be a cure, literally used all over the natural healing world in India, a cure for diabetes. And we've mentioned that on a number of programs. But the reality is that what's taking place today is the intoxication of the population, mostly by lifestyle. The propaganda machines on the boob tubes are selling the children everything from this sugar-sweetened Cheerios to all sorts of candies that are literally not just rotting their teeth, but causing their bacteria, the viruses, the fungus, the yeast, all of the conditions within the system, the vaccine injuries, the autoimmune catastrophes, whereby the immune system is made not just weak, but hypersensitive to the antigens and the toxins in the environment, and also in the foods that we eat and the water we drink. So that when it goes wacky, the immune system goes wacky, it's called autoimmune disease, where it begins to attack you, yourself. And so this is also aggravated hideously by sugar. And so this is the time. The holiday season is the time where people feast on less than the divine food. And so be careful out there. And you want to prepare yourself and prevent these types of infectious diseases with OxySilver. Again, OxySilver has this incredible, it's actually a doubly superconducting blessing. You've got the silver, number one, and you've got the water, number two. And on top of that, you've got the 528 hertz frequency of love that's impregnated into the solution. So you've got love, the universal healer, that's married to the universal solvent, water, and provides the universal language, music, 528 hertz frequency to resonate divinity in your Holy Spirit-filled temple. And so that's what OxySilver is. That's why this nurse who wrote in today regarding getting over a very critical condition of arthritis and in such pain, not only could she not work, but she would barely be able to live without crying because of back pain mostly. So basically, she writes in, and as many other people have been writing in. We had one fellow also write in just yesterday about having a hideous case of periodontal disease, and miraculously reversed, literally miraculously. His dentist couldn't believe it. And that was after he tried, just like the nurse, all these other modalities, all these other therapies, all these other natural healing regimens without any benefit. Well, OxySilver whacked them good. And what it is, it's God. It's literally God. You got to give praise and glory to the boss because it's his creative juice, the liquid crystal water that has the silver, which we need in our bodies. We need to have a small amount of this monoatomic, very empowered, energetically empowered silver as well as gold. And that's what's also in Primo Life. The monoatomics are in Primo Life. If you've heard about ORMS or ORMS energy or ORMIS, that's the orbitally rearranged monoatomic elements that are very vitally important for maintaining the spirituality and the energetic vibrational activity within your cells and your tissues and your body organs. What uplifts you is this energy that is best transmitted via sound, light, and electron flow, mostly from monoatomics, these elements. Hydrogen, of course, in H2O, in water being the major electron donor for all energy of the universe. And oxygen in H2O, the universal carrier of that energy. That's why the Creator's name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, means to breathe, is to exist. That's why he breathed the breath of life into Adam, got Adam to get off the ground. That's called inspiration or re-spiritualization, and that is totally all about electron transfer from elements, monoatomics such as hydrogen and the silver and the white gold monoatomics, the good pure stuff, not the garbage that some people are selling. I'm highly encouraging you, therefore, to go online to healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com. that everything you buy there helps us sustain this program and all of our other blessings and outreach initiatives, humanitarian efforts everywhere from in Africa to Hawaii. And so we ask that you support this program, support our work, support our mission and our ministry by blessing yourself and your family with some awesome products. OxySilver, start with that. PrimoLife, PrimoLife.net. Go online to PrimoLife.net and read about the top shelf, awesome, life-sustaining and rejuvenating formula. And why it's rejuvenating is because, again, it operates with this understanding of spiritual mathematics and frequency resonance in water and the hydrating juice of the universe. The creative juice, it's part of the triune God. Reread Genesis 1 through 6, and you'll come to the same conclusion that Reverend Roxy and I did after 3 days of studying 6 verses in the Bible. Water is part of the triune God. That's why it carries consciousness. That's why it responds to prayer. That's why it changes structure in response to prayer. That's why it is the universal solvent, solving all the pollution. That's do, re, mi, fa, so. Solve a pollute in Latin, solve the problem, and solve the pollution in English. Of course, who is the great universal problem solver but our Creator? So that's what water is, and it's 80% in your body. That means, Reverend Roxy and I have to honor you as a brother and sister most high of the divine. You are a holy child of the Creator. You are formed in the Creator's image, and 80% of you, that's well hydrated, is part of this triune God. So you are actually a superhuman. You are actually a goddess or a god with a small g. And that's the same brother and sister of the Messiah, Yeshua. So this is the orientation that we take when we look at health maintenance and health prevention and disease prevention and health advancement and sustenance, health maintenance. All of these vital understandings, the basic core ingredients to our aliveness, our vitality stems from this heavenly throne, this vibrational essence that is transmitted by the electrons. You know, so many people, and particularly the Native Americans, the Hawaiians, the Native Americans also, revere the sun. And we're not sun worshipers. When you fully understand, the sun is about 98.9% hydrogen, and hydrogen is the universal electron donor that gives the energy to all of reality, then suddenly you realize how special the sun is as a planet, as an orb in our Creator's universe and in our Creator's plan for sustaining life on Earth, including we the people. So all of this is very vital understanding. I recently received, actually this morning, I received a letter from a brother, another pastor in a ministry, and asked me the question, Dr. Horowitz, so much of what you talk about sounds like New Age. Is it New Age, or, you know, how can I reconcile this apparent discrepancy in what you say and the fact that you declare yourself a Messianic Jew, a Christian Jew? Well, I wrote him, brother, as it really is very clear when you begin to understand that New Age theology, as well as Christian theology, is full of misunderstandings and misapprehensions, miscommunications, and all doctrines and dogmas that are really inappropriate. And I reminded him of the advice, the counsel that we receive from the Blessed Messiah, Yeshua, where Jesus, Yeshua, said, "Beware. The traditions of men make the word to no avail." The truth.
Whoa, we got a call, and I'm back.
Hey, Reverend Roxy's back.
I'm in the light, and we have a caller.
Well, hi, who's calling?
Would that be me?
It must be you.
I suppose so. Well, it's a pleasure. I'm a first-time caller, and I actually called because I got some flyers with respect to your products. And the number was on there. I thought it was some kind of teleconference because I'm not online, and I would not have been hearing you otherwise. And I find it very refreshing that your callers are bringing up these points that really are so salient in our times, and how we're really in a huge crisis here. And I have to salute you for your work and your insights. I think one of the major cruxes is the disinformation that we're fed by the major media. So to hear something like this is ever so consoling. I did actually want to ask about something about a health issue, but so many other things were brought up. I mean, homelessness and spirituality. I'm just so full of things that inspire me on this program. Let me get to what I initially called about. I heard you mentioning the silver hydrosol, Dr. Harwood.
Yes, that's exactly right. OxySilver is an awesome silver hydrosol. You have a health question about it?
Right. And I was wondering if that would be efficacious for Lyme disease.
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Because
every
that
single
is
bacteria.
So pain, it's so painful and so hard to treat.
Oh, do you have Lyme?
I have four kinds of it, and I also have a form of osteomyelitis, that I have my own ways of treating these things. You know, I've done Rife, and I've done ozone, oxidative therapies, and I haven't gotten anywhere. I also have done colloidal silver, and...
Have you tried MMS?
No. What exactly is that?
Well, it's a chlorine dioxide that is a very inexpensive product that colleagues of mine are advancing, and we're about to create a professional package for intravenous use for critical patient care. But, you know, I have to honestly tell you that I believe at this point, right at this very, very moment, OxySilver is a better choice.
Really?
I say that because if you really understand the way both MMS and OxySilver work, they're both fabulous. Mm. What makes me choose OxySilver first, though, is that it has three different mechanisms of action. Number one, it's got the silver, which the MMS doesn't have. Silver, of course, has been historically a fabulous antimicrobial, broad
right.
spectrum.
You have to be judicious when you're using it. You don't want to overdo it because I understand that it can actually have some deleterious effects, including discoloring the skin.
Right. Well, you just gave a commercial for colloidal silvers. That is not OxySilver.
Right.
And that's one of the blessings of OxySilver is it makes all of the, not just all of the vaccinations obsolete, all of the antibiotics obsolete, but all of the colloidal silvers obsolete.
Right.
Because what you're saying about the colloidal silvers is true, but
yeah.
That's not true for OxySilver. Number one, the reason is because it is actually bonded to the oxygen in the water molecule. So in other words, you have bonded...
Anything that can increase tissue oxygen is excellent because we're all very acidic.
That's right. That's,
you're on it.
That's,
you're
a,
on
that,
it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, both MMS have, as well as the OxySilver, have that more alkalization effect, oxygenation effect.
Uh-huh.
But here's what I really, truly adore about OxySilver.
Uh-huh.
You know, besides it's the best silver hydrosol out there because it's got the silver, besides it's an oxygenator, besides it's an alkalizer, what I absolutely adore about it is that it contains the breath of the earth from the Big Island of Hawaii with the purgative and restorative energy signature of the Big Island that the Big Island of Hawaii is famous for. And even better than that, it's got the Creator's love signal, the harmony, the universal harmony of love.
Mm-hmm.
That is 528 hertz frequency.
Now,
that is what is in OxySilver.
How did you come upon that, Dr. Horowitz? That's a very interesting finding. And how did you, were you able to substantiate that as being the frequency? Did you say that was the frequency that correlates with our sun in some way?
Yes, it does. I actually discovered that only a few weeks ago when David Sarita had sent me NASA's sound recording of the sun, and then I took out the tuning forks of the perfect circle of sound that Jonathan Goldman had developed based on our publication in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. Was the first time that we revealed the first six original musical scale notes of the ancient solfeggio. And so
uh-huh.
When I compared the tuning forks with the sound of the sun, it was obvious to me that dominant was the 285 tuning fork. It would sounded like it sounded like the sound of the sun was one octave precisely below 285 as a dominant frequency. Of course, the sound of the sun has all of the frequencies virtually of the universe in it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are dominating ones, just like there are only 9 core creative frequencies in the entire universe. And 528 hertz frequency is the heart of the scale. It's the miracle tone. Love is the universal miraculous healer. And that's what 528 is, and we've gotten confirmation. As a matter of fact, this past 2 weeks on Jonathan Goldman's, I think it's called Healing Tones Bulletin Board, posting on the Internet, there's a very wonderful blog that he's posted that there's been discussion groups, and now one of the principal discussion issues is this 528 being the love frequency of the universe.
Mm.
And so many people have written in saying that they basically support that thesis with evidence that they have found.
Uh-huh.
And so this is what we have in 528 hertz frequency. Interestingly enough, you know, this past week, Dr. Medicine Wolf from Sedona, Arizona, they celebrated their of the new construction and completion of the DNA medicine wheel in a holy ceremony, and it just got up on YouTube. And Dr. Medicine Wolf likewise states 528 hertz frequency is the love frequency of the universe. He calls it the unconditional absolute divine love.
But and you're saying it's the love frequency also of the sun, which is very interesting to me because that's like probably the quintessential combining frequency with respect to energy.
That's right.
I mean, you have elements coming together and fusing. Well, if that's not a close relationship, what is? And then they give birth to hydrogen, gives birth to helium. So that it's kind of a metaphor for the family, in a way.
That's exactly right. Absolutely. And as a matter of fact,
and also, I know from studying with the Gurdjieff people that he actually referred to the ultimate supreme consciousness as being something called the Holy Sun Absolute, which had a step-down process from this this phenomena of this great sun that would eventually come down through lesser solar systems to our sun, so that our sun is getting energy from other suns, which are ultimately, in his cosmology, of course, which are ultimately getting energy from this, well, I guess it would be hard to speak of it in words. But
let me give it to you.
Yeah.
It's called the musical mathematical matrix of the universe,
right,
which is akin to the kingdom of heaven in the religious world. Let me highly recommend you get the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, and the DVD documentary called the Love Code DVD. Just this week, by the end of this week, I will finish the 3-hour DVD called the Love Code Seminar. I'm just working on it right now in the editing studio. And basically it is a compilation of this information that we're talking about, vitally important for a full measure of understanding so that we can fully appreciate how we fit into this universe, how we're constantly being blessed by the construction of this universe by our Creator, and just how it all operates through the hydrosonics, water vibration. And this is all based on simple mathematics. And for those who are engaged in religious theology, Christian theology, or Judeo-Christian theology, or even Muslim theology, it is the water, is the creative juice. In the beginning, there was the Creator, the water. Even before there was the Word, what is word but sound? What is sound but electromagnetic frequencies? What's that? Simply mathematics. And that's why I say, we are engaged with the musical mathematical matrix of the universe when we're living right here, right now, in the kingdom of heaven, where nothing's missing, nothing's broken, within our Holy Spirit-filled temples and our environment. That is being at peace. That is shalom.
Right.
That's the optimal ultimate for Yisrael, where the lion lies down with the lamb, where we have peace on earth.
Well,
that's where we're now evolving into. And we have the revelations and the science and all this wonderful, blessed spiritual evolution that's, you know, we're filling our hearts and our lives, that is unfolding for everybody now that is among our circle of friends. Right, Reverend Roxy?
Absolutely. Very interesting. And this, how I would put it from my tradition, is samsara is nirvana, meaning that all that we see, as Lao Tzu put it, in the world of the 10,000 things, is also all going on in the microcosm in our DNA structure. So that as above, so below, we, all of the gods, all of the realms, all of the multiple spheres of manifestation in the universes are all going on in us. So that everything, you know, the old Bell's theorem, everything going on in Alpha Centauri is going on in your thumb. So that we have this infinite capacity to resonate with the, you know, the galactic hologram.
That's exactly right.
Well, caller, we're coming down to the end of the show.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Wait a minute. I want to encourage you to give Oxy Silver a try.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because we would love to have you call in again and tell us what a wonderful product it is, because it worked for you in your
life. Please do.
Well, I'm sure it works for many things.
You know, well, let me recommend you take 3 teaspoons 6 times a day.
Oh, wait a minute. 3 teaspoons?
Take 3 teaspoons 6 times a day for, let's say, 9 days.
Empty stomach?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Uh-huh.
But this is rapidly absorbing, isn't it, Doctor?
It's it tastes like water. There's a tiny trace of nano silver that you can barely feel,
uh-huh,
barely taste.
Put it under your tongue.
Under your tongue is fine. You could leave it in there. But, you know, do that for 9 days and call us back and let us know how you're doing.
Right. And I'm also fighting osteomyelitis, so we'll see if it...
Well, that should whack that pretty good, too. You know, and if it doesn't, let me tell you, we'll take the next step. We're just coming out with OxySilver Professional. So we'll get you in touch with somebody that does phlebotomy, that does the IVs, and then we'll get you, you know, enough so that you can use an IV, and we'll whack this thing.
Uh-huh. Well, very, very interesting program, and very supportive for the populace that is in need of healing and spiritual refreshment and political and, you know, daily cultural truth. So, if there is such a thing as truth, but at least we're
there is.
Truth.
There's one single truth. And, you know,
I don't know, Dr. Horowitz. I'm afraid of absolutes. I tend to think, as I mentioned to the person that took my call, when you were talking about Revelation, I was thinking about the Essene Gospel of Peace that I read many years ago, and of course that was supposedly dug up when they got the Dead Sea Scrolls, and it was originally from the Master Jesus, as they referred to him, who was in the scene. And one of the quotes I remember from that is, "Better to believe in the living blade of grass than in dead scripture."
That's exactly right. I totally harmonize with that.
528, green.
Right, and of course that book is all about fasting and taking enemas and eating living foods and praying. And
let me end on that. The last thing I want you to do every time you take OxySilver, that's what it's meant to do. It's really meant and developed, formulated to harmonize and enhance your prayer, to work with your prayer. And and so please, whenever you take it, those 3 teaspoons 6 times a day, each time you pray with the intent from loving heart that you want to see happen in your body.
Well, there you go. I mean, when we put our intent, we become powerful.
Very powerful.
Mm.
Well, and thank you for calling.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, and may we all be in better days to come, and may auspiciousness prevail.
Yes.
So I guess I'll be signing off.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Good night.
Well, Dr. Len.
Well, Reverend Roxy, I think we're almost time to for Evident Footprints with our brother Don.
I'm looking forward to it, and you're going to stay with us. So I think Seth will work it out. You might have to call in on the call-in line because Don calls me, he calls you. But we'll work it all out, and I hope to see hear you on the Evident Footprints. This was a wonderful show on November 18th, and my prayers go out to all of those who had relatives down in Jonestown. Even in Maui, we have a policeman who survived Jonestown, so there is lots of people walking around remembering this day today, and it'll become more clear to you on Don's show what this day means to both me and Len. So I'm glad that I'm going to be joining you on his show this evening.
Thanks, Reverend Roxy. Love you.
I love you, too.
Talk to you in just a couple minutes.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.